VSN Arcade Podcast.
Did I ever tell you what the definition of insanity is?
Ah! Minion! Draw the fire with your face!
Not the smartest way to greet the heavily armed group that just kicked in your door.
Head to virtualsportsnetwork.com and sign up for the forums today.
Everybody, welcome to another fabulous edition of the VSN Arcade Radio Podcast, sponsored by virtualsportsnetwork.com. Don't forget to sign up for the forums today. We are here once again for VSN Arcade Radio episode number 86. Today we are having a lot to talk about, especially when it comes to the Titanfall beta, Irrational Studios closing, the Order 1886, and as well as the controversy behind the resolution of the upcoming Thief game for PS4 versus Xbox. But without further ado, I have two very special people with me here today. I myself am Jay Dizzle. Producer extraordinaire himself, Mr. Swirly, is here as well. How are you?
You know, my absolute favorite racetrack in the entire world came out for Forza 5 today for free. So I've been sporting wood like for the past 6 or 7 hours.
And the man with the giggles just now is the golden voice himself, the one and only Bomberski. How you doing, man?
What is up, guys? I don't know what that meant necessarily, Swirly, because I don't know anything about racing, but I am happy for you.
Think about, well, I don't know how to describe it.
Okay, what is your favorite track in the world?
Road America.
What does that mean? Because here's the deal. That's like, you tell me, I love Madden, and I love NBA 2K14, but if they hadn't released the Blazers home court, the Moda Center, and it came out today, it wouldn't be my favorite thing in the history of the planet. I like the actual game more, but it makes me laugh. It, of course, has gotten you all sorts of aroused in your panties.
I mean, it's just the track layout. It's just, I don't know, it's my favorite, and I was very sad when it wasn't included when the track list was revealed, and it made me sad, and now I'm all happy again.
Nice. You've mentioned off-air that you're willing to risk road burn on your dick for this course.
Oh, yeah.
To be in your favorite video game. This is true.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
This is a family podcast. Anyways, so I'm very happy as well that you get to, you know, have one of your favorite road courses on one of your favorite video games. It's not like, you know, any old DLC. This is something that you have been looking forward to for weeks upon years, and now it's finally here. So, very cool to hear. But we are here to talk about more than just Road America, even though that is awesome. Starting off with the one and only agenda itself. And first topic of the day is, what have you been playing? We're going to start with Bomber. Bomber, what
Holy
have you been
cow.
Playing recently, man?
Swirly has kind of called me out on something, and I took it to heart and realized this is bad. I've become very ADD. I'm ADD in real life. I've become more ADD in the gaming life. I've actually got a list today. I've been playing Skyrim, which I love.
Skyrim.
I love Skyrim, so I'm playing that right now. I know, it just came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's been fun. I have been playing some Madden. Still playing Madden. Still love that game. And coming off the big Seahawks Super Bowl win, it's kind of got me in the mood for football. Been playing a little bit of NBA 2K14, so I've got a couple of sports games in there. And then you scatter in a really weird MMO kick all of a sudden, out of nowhere. I am playing DCUO with you, Dizzle, which I had a ton of fun with so far. I played the Elder Scrolls Online beta. That was very fun to me. And I re-downloaded and started for once, finally. Started the free-to-play Star Wars The Old Republic MMO. So I don't know what it is. I just got on an MMO kick thanks to Elder Scrolls Online, and that's where my heart has been the last couple of days.
So basically, in response, you wanted to replay your favorite sports moments via video game.
Yes.
You've become a superhero.
Yes.
You have become a portion of what I would assume to be Lord of the Rings mixed with, I don't know, fucking Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Also, you always wanted to become a Jedi. Now you have
I'm a Jedi.
Chance.
I am. I am a Jedi as well. It is pretty much about as all over the board. Oh, and yesterday I had some of the most fun I have ever had playing Grand Theft Auto Online with a couple guys from VirtualSportsNetwork.com. Sign up for the forums today. Med and Handle. We jumped in for just a random spur of the moment midday GTA. And it was, I hadn't played it for a while. The online for Grand Theft Auto is still really fun. If you just are with some buddies and you can just do your own thing and don't get caught up in all the hysterics of everyone else and block out the fact that there's a lot of guys cheesing up their money and there's a lot of guys that are trying to kill you every corner if you're out in the open world and you just get in groups and do the races and the missions and stuff, it's really fun. So I did a little bit of that too. So that's what I'm playing right now.
Sweet. Yes, I did get your invite, Buckass. And no, I do not have the game. I'm very upset about that shit because I actually do want to play. I told Handle
that I sent you a message. I said, I'm going to send him an invite. He goes, next time we play, let's spend, the second Dizzle gets online, let's spend an hour just sending him invites. And I thought, well, that's a good way to get banned off of Dizzle's friend list. And since we're playing DCUO, I can't quite afford that yet.
I would set his fucking system on fire because I know for a fact I would have to turn off notifications. And I'm okay with that when it comes to trophies. I don't care. But when it comes to getting messages like, hey, I want to talk to you via open chat thing they got on PlayStation 4. Like, I have you guys, and I had my college buddy. And my college buddy would like to talk to me. If I have my notifications turned off, I don't know that he wants to talk to me. I could be playing for hours upon hours on end, and it'd be something important. But because a dumbass Handle always wants to play fucking GTA Online, I can't handle that shit. So I might have to ban him off my friends list. I don't know. No offense, Handle. Just saying. I don't know. I'm going to have to save up some money, maybe, to pick up GTA 5. I'm still waiting for that next-gen thing to come, because I hear PC, but I'm thinking, you know, if you're going to put it on PC, put it on fucking PlayStation 4, because you know it can handle it. Maybe not so much Xbox One, but we'll talk a little bit about that later. But still,
people really crap on that game. That was, I don't get it. I don't care if you like Last of Us more and you feel like GTA was a game that people said should have been game of the year and you just want to be the cool guy that's hipper than Grand Theft Auto. If you like video games, you should like Grand Theft Auto. It's just a good game.
Well, I thought Last of Us game of the year, but I'm not a gamer hipster.
Yeah, okay, so you are.
GTA was still an absolutely incredible game, though.
Yeah, but you don't play it ever.
I don't play online.
I'm done with that shit.
All
right, that's what I'm playing. I don't want to get swirly fired up about Last of Us versus GTA because he will win that battle. I am not well enough armed to take him on in that one.
Speaking of playing video games, though, Swirlos, you already told us you're willing to risk dick burn on Road America. Aside from that, what else have you been playing recently?
Well, I'm kind of sad to say that for the past week, I've kind of been in a gaming funk. It usually happens to me about 3 times a year or so. And, you know, I started...
Like your video game, period.
Sure. since the last time we cast, I think I beat Outlast.
God damn it, I still have to play that.
Which was really fucking good. The ending is kind of stupid, but not bad enough to where it ruins the overall experience. So that was really fun. Then I started Killzone Shadowfall single player, and I don't know if it's the beginning of my funk or if it's the game, but I did not really enjoy that night. Picked up the Lego Movie video game. I'm going to start that here in a day or so. I'm excited about that because Lego Marvel was a blast. Really all I've been playing in the last week is Forza Motorsport 5 in some league play.
Nice.
I think I'm getting out of my funk, so I hate it when that happens. Although I did, at least I got to catch up on my insane DVR backlog.
What do you got on your DVR?
I had a few episodes of Arrow. I had a month's worth of S.H.I.E.L.D. And then I had like half a season of, what's that show called? Sleepy Hollow.
So basically, you're just going to have to delete Shield and Sleepy Hollow, and you'll be fine.
I will do nothing of the sort.
All right, your funeral. It's fucking shows suck. Anyways, as far as what I've been playing recently, I, like you, have picked up Killzone Shadowfall, and I, like you, have found it damn near impossible to try to stream that game, let alone try to play the single player, because for whatever reason, I'm sitting there, I'm like, it's a shooter, and I know it's technically funneled open world, but you're really not giving me a chance to do something here in the first mission. Like, the first official mission, not the two prologue things or whatever, where they, like, kind of give you a storyline background as to what the hell's happening. But I do dig the multiplayer. It feels like a slower COD, and that's fine by me. And being able to play with other people who actually have the game, especially since, what were they saying, like, half the PlayStation 4 user base actually bought the game. Yeah. So there's not a shortage of people to play against. I, like you, also have recently beaten Tomb Raider Definitive Edition. Not too bad. Haven't really got a chance to play the multiplayer. I don't think anybody is actually going to play the multiplayer for that. What else am I playing? I played Battlefield 4 one night, which is kind of fun. I played that with Twig and Co. Shout out to Twig. I like to play with you guys eventually, but I don't know who still owns the game.
I still have it, although I still haven't, I guess I still haven't gotten over EA ass-ramming me for $60 at launch. I guess the gamer side of me is still bitter about that. I can't get myself to put the game in.
I would tell you that I paid $70, technically, because you guys know that I got the PlayStation 3 version, and I upgraded to PlayStation 4 via the $10. Yep. That's about as much money as I'm going to put into the game, really. Like, I keep on hearing all this shit about, like, oh, you get premium, you get all the map packs, you get all the battle packs, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Swirly, and I'm sure you feel the same way, Bomber, I'm just like, I would love those maps. I really would. More maps, the better. I love the maps they put out, but I just cannot give EA money for a game that is, for all intents and purposes, has been broken since day one. And they simply refuse to fix the game. And it's just like, okay, well, that's cool that you put back in Metro and you put back in Caspian and shit like that and Operation Firestorm. That's awesome. But I can't give a single fuck to put money into it because game's broken. People are still getting kicked off all the time. And it just, to bitch about is to rehash the same shit that's been said over and over again for months. So whatever. I, like Bomber, have been playing Skyrim lately. I know every time Bomber plays, he likes to pretend that he's playing an evil character. For some strange reason, I don't do evil things with my character, but I end up hanging out with the evilest people in the game. Like, have you been to Dawnstar yet, Bomber?
I don't know any of the city's names. I also don't know any of the characters' names, but I did watch, not your stream, obviously, you're not streaming the game,
no.
But I did watch someone else's and I realized my character's not evil, he's just stupid. I was hoping I was being kind of bad, like, oh man, I'm killing this and killing that. Then I watched other people, and they do that without even flinching or anything, and I realized I'm just bad at the game. But no, I haven't been to Dawnsguard.
Okay. Well, I can tell you from my experiences, obviously I'm not streaming it, unfortunately. I wish I could, because I'm doing a lot of horrible shit. I'm not exactly killing people, but I'm robbing people blind if they're not watching me. Because I have my character set up to the point where I have special spells that allow me to walk around with my light armor to the point where, like, nobody can hear me if I'm crouched down if they don't see me. So I'm basically robbing everybody of their money and whatever's not tied down. And I'm selling that shit for more money. And then on top of that, like I said before with Dawnstar, basically I met up with a guy that the equivalency is if your next-door neighbor opened up a Holocaust museum, but it was for Nazi appreciation. And basically he's basically telling you, okay, well, I need you to find three pieces of an official Holocaust Jew-killing oven. Find those things for me, and I'm going to put it in my museum. And I'm just sitting there like, you want me to do what? And I'm just, they give me two choices. Like, okay, I don't want to do this for you. And I thought about it for a minute. I'm like, well, I really want that nice Breeze Home house in Whiterun, and nobody's officially willing to give me any real good money-paying jobs. So sure, let's see what this guy wants. And basically what he wants is a sword that is chopped up into three pieces, and if you put it together, basically it's the weapon from, like, the... I guess, like, the King Lich dude from Lord of the Rings would be a good example. It's like, if you wanted to put back together that dude's sword, that's what the guy's asking me to do. So there's that. And I'm just like, I'm not inherently evil, yet I'm basically doing horrible, horrific things. And I'm not killing any kids or chickens. So I'm not getting any bounties put on me, and that's awesome. So yeah. Other than that, I wanted to play Borderlands 2 with the Bomber for so long. I don't know if it's going to happen.
I don't think it is. I just don't think we're going to get that thing working how we want.
I bought the damn disc. So if that doesn't work, and I know that you're not going to buy the disc because you have like 70 versions of it besides the PlayStation 3 version.
I do. I have so many.
Yeah. I don't know. Sucks. But it's the one thing that we can't do with each other. I'm fine with that as long as we get to play DCU.
We can do a lot of things with each other, though.
I know. Send text messages. Here's
the deal.
Okay.
I've played so much Borderlands 2. I love that game. I think it's one of the best games of that generation. But I gotta say, man, I'm having a lot of fun just playing DCUO right now.
I like to think that I'm having fun playing the equivalent of Spider-Man if he had an AK-47 and was a chick.
There you go. Absolutely.
So, I'm okay with that. So, let's keep on trucking here. Let's talk a little bit about the Titanfall beta that's just recently come out. Now, Swirly's the only one that's out of the three of us that I know that has an Xbox One. Am I correct in this assumption?
I think you are.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, he is. I don't have one. I would like one at some point.
Yeah, me too. For realsies. For realsies, I'm not kidding. If I got one in the mail, I'd be like, hey, thanks, Bill. Just saying. have you gotten a taste of Titanfall at all?
I did. I played a little Friday night and I think Saturday. I think those are the correct days. It kind of sucks that old Nubster's not on with us because I'm pretty sure he played on PC. The gameplay is great. There's nothing wrong with it at all. The thing that I absolutely loved was that they brought verticality into the game. I mean, you can, if you want to, I mean, you certainly don't have to, but it makes the game a lot more fun, but you can platform and parkour your ass off all over the map, and it's pretty awesome. The way it plays in that aspect is it feels a lot like some Mirror's Edge a little bit.
Oh, cool!
And I thought that was a great thing because that's not something that we usually see in first person shooters multiplayer wise right now. Even though there's nothing wrong with it, I don't know. I still couldn't get my it didn't ignite that spark for me. I'm not craving to play it. I mean, some of the things that I disliked, the bots, I don't really understand why they're there. I mean, you see an enemy, you're like, oh sweet, I'm gonna kill this guy, and then you see it's a bot, you're just like, well, that takes a little bit away from it. But yeah, I don't really understand why they're there. I think it would have been better just to add a few more people to each side of the team, real life players, and that would have been just fine. And there's no, I used an assault rifle, the whole time I played, and there was no recoil on the gun. I was like, this kind of takes a little bit of skill away. I mean, if you're playing Battlefield, which I hate to give them credit right now because fuck you, Battlefield 4, but you can't just sit there and spray the gun and expect to kill your enemy before he kills you. But with Titanfall, I mean, I could just hold down the trigger and that shit would shoot straight as an arrow. Again, there's really nothing wrong with the game. There's just a couple things that I dislike. The game plays really well. But yeah, I don't know. Just after playing the betas, I don't see myself picking it up next month.
I would tell you a couple things. When it comes to the bots, there has been examples pointed towards League of Legends and Dota, how they have creeps, I guess. Basically, like the bots are there to feed kills to those who aren't as skilled at shooters. Like, I know we're all okay to decent to badass sometimes when it comes to shooters, depending on what's going on if we're playing against shitty pubs. But for those who are, like, casual shooter fans that aren't super MLG Pro 360 no-scope sniper shooter dudes, online I get paid by Twitch to just, you know, shoot down pubs all day. Basically, the game is more geared towards those who still want to have fun piloting giant robots, and like you were saying before, with parkouring and doing all the cool stuff, but maybe aren't so great at, you know, pinpoint shooting people from all the way across the map. They're there to feed you kills so you can get better weaponries and eventually build your way up to getting your own Titan in the game. I think they had something called, burn cards or burner cards? Do you know what those are?
I didn't get far enough to get those.
Okay.
I know I've heard all about them, though.
Okay. From what I have personally seen online, because apparently when the beta dropped, like, everybody that I was watching on Twitch, and I watch, like, a lot of channels, like, everybody was playing the beta. And eventually got to the point where those who have gotten decent enough on the beta to get these burner cards, they're like Madden cards, to where they give you special boosts. Like, you get your Titan quicker, you get special guns. Like, I think there's, like, a special sniper rifle that shoots explosive bullets at one point, which seems pretty cool. And all sorts of other stuff that you can use while you're playing throughout the game. What were the other points you were saying before? The recoil that you were talking about, I think that since this is a beta, assuming that people are actually giving them feedback for this stuff because they really want Titanfall to be, you know, the end-all be-all shooter game right now, they might address that. But knowing that this is coming from the original guys from Infinity Ward, eventually making their way through Respawn Entertainment, I don't know how well they're going to implement recoil, but I don't think they're going to alter it in a way that it would show up in, like, a Battlefield or in certain instances of the COD game to the point where it's more simulated shooter versus actual shooter. Because, I mean, this is a futuristic robot sci-fi game. They're not running around like M16 and stuff like that. So.
I mean, I guess my whole point with that was just enough recoil to where you can't just hold the trigger down and go through an entire magazine and still hits the same, you know, area the size of like a softball or something. I mean, just a little bit to where you have to, you know, take your finger off the trigger for a half second and, you know, re-aim.
Yeah. Like, I understand instances of, like, let's say pre-firing around a corner. If you know a dude's over there, you know he's going to pop out. So you instantly put damage on him versus waiting for him to pop out. Maybe you'll lose, you know, charting fire and stuff like that. I get that. But again, I would assume, like, later on, when the actual game comes out, there are going to be more advanced modes, maybe more hardcore modes, where there's no reticules, maybe there's no non-recoil. Like, there's going to be more recoil in the game. Just for those who are looking for more of a challenge versus, like you're saying before, where the game is practically filled with either shitty pubs or feeder bots. Like, and I can understand the 6-versus-6 thing because of, like, server wear and tear and stuff like that and cloud saving constantly online all the time versus a game like Battlefield where you get 64 versus 64, and you just have to, you know, worry about certain stats. You don't have to worry about saving certain things here and there as you continuously play. All you got to worry about with Titanfall is your six dudes versus their six dudes, and everybody else just, you know, shoot and they disappear. And that's it. So, I know I haven't personally played it. I wish I could, so I get more feedback on this stuff. I just, you know, going from your instances and when I've been experiencing it online, it looks very cool. Kind of wish it was on PlayStation 4, but, you know,
agreed.
Yeah, there was actually some PC files got leaked today that it shows that there are still unused files in there that are from PS3 and PS4. So, I mean, it just goes to back up that EA kind of went behind Respawn's back and made that deal without them really knowing.
Well, you got to assume that for a studio like Respawn, that was consistently like, we want to get away from Activision, we want to make our own thing. Since Modern Warfare 2, they've been wanting to make their own stuff besides Call of Duty. What they end up eventually doing is making Titanfall. Unfortunately, they signed up with EA, and knowing EA's track record as of late, they probably didn't make the best decisions when it comes to that. Because EA is going to do what EA does. You can make an awesome game, but you're going to pay for it in the end. So, not saying it's going to happen now, maybe later on down the road, but you can definitely see seeds of it. So,
but, I mean, to cap it off, despite my lack of interest in the game, I can still see why everybody is going nuts over this game. I mean, it's going to be a good game, and, you know, there was nothing wrong with what I saw in the game, just didn't ignite the spark for me. But, yeah, I can see why it's going to be a big hit.
Now, Bummer, I know you said that you haven't actually got a taste of it. From anything that you've seen of gameplay, commercials, things like that, what are your initial impressions when it comes to a game like Titanfall?
Watched a couple of YouTube recaps on it and a couple look-ins at, you know, what people thought about it. I thought it looked pretty cool. I am not good in any way, never have been, at first-person shooters. And I would say that in the last year, my biggest waste of $60 was Battlefield 4. It's not, and this is outside of the fact that it's not working correctly. I when it does work, I'm so bad at it, I don't have any fun playing it at all. So I liked watching Titanfall. I enjoyed watching some of the people who put up videos of them running through levels and showing how it works. I don't think that the reason I'm glad it's not coming out for PlayStation 4, I'm not going to be tempted to buy it for PC. So it's going to be a game that I'll just enjoy watching other people play. But what I've seen of it, it looks really cool. If I was into first-person shooters, that would be a game that would definitely be on my radar for one that I'd want to get.
Yeah, it definitely feels like, even though I just said that it's built more for a casual audience, from those that I've seen, again, through Twitch, some of the bigger names in the MLG scene seem to really dig this game. It's a lot faster pace. It definitely, from what I've seen, kind of reminded them of maybe like early Modern Warfare games, where everything is all quick. Go, 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 do this, do this. A lot of communication. Visuals definitely reminded me a lot of some of the stuff where they would show off gameplay and then do commentary behind the scenes and say, okay, well, Team A's doing this, and Team A's dude is getting like a bunch of killstreaks, and now they could say, okay, the same things, but now so-and-so got the Titanfall first, who's got the better advantage, and they could just build up from that. It just feels like another instance of, this is going to be like the new Xbox shooter scene. Nothing else is going to matter, not a new Ghosts 2 or whatever else they got going on. I think they mentioned something about how Activision wanted to do something through Infinity Ward and through Sledgehammer Studios and through Treyarch. Now they're going to switch between those three studios in like 2 year intervals to put out Call of Duty. Well, everybody's like, well, we're kind of bored with Call of Duty, and now you have Giant Robot King. Yeah. That's going to be fucking awesome.
Yep, I agree. I agree with that.
So, if there's going to be a system seller, this is going to be it. So, and like literally,
Xbox One, absolutely. Yeah. It will be a system seller for Xbox One.
Yeah, like, people are literally, were clamoring to get Xbox Ones based off the beta. I'm hearing stuff about how people wanted to get beta codes even though they basically opened it up for everybody to play online via PC or via Xbox One. Like, beforehand, I'm hearing about people who are willing to pay upwards of $35 just to play, like, a level with two robots. That's fucking insane for a game like this.
Huh.
Yeah. Very cool.
Here's the deal. I hope it's awesome. I love it when a great shooter comes out. Good shooters are good for the video game industry.
Definitely. Speaking of video game industry, but
hey,
maybe
Swirly, I apologize. Yes. I'm sorry to touch on. But I want to ask Swirly, are you alive? One. And two, how do you like your Xbox One?
Aside from Forza, anything else that you dig about it?
You know, I don't have any other games for it.
And here's the deal. If it's just Forza, I'm fine with it because my PS4, I mean, all I'm playing on it is 2K14 and DCUO, which is a game that could be played for PS3. So really, it's 2K. I don't really have, but I like it. So I'm fine with it being Forza.
I mean, yeah, I was fine with that going in. I knew there was nothing else I was really interested in. I love the controller. I love that it has the vibrating triggers, which is amazing when you play racing games, because you can feel when you can feel the engine revving, you can feel when you lose grip in your tires, so it's fantastic. The UI is a mess. I hate what they've done to the dashboard. It's so confusing. I don't know how to answer that. I would pick my PS4 over it any day of the week right now, but I'm not sad that I bought it.
Okay, I accept your answer.
I would have picked it up if I had thought that I wanted to play anything else besides Dead Rising 3. I wasn't impressed with Rise. I wasn't impressed with Ghosts, even though now I'm picking up a copy, but that's for different reasons. I wasn't impressed with anything else, really. I'm not a driver fan. Sorry, Swirly. So I'm not, like, I don't want to play Forza.
It's all right. Not everybody's awesome.
That's true. I'm better at other games. You've seen. I don't fault you for wanting to play a game on a particular system. And that'd be, like, the only game you want to play. Like, according to yourself and other people on Twitter, I seem to have gaming OCD. I want to play a game here, and there with everybody. And apparently that builds up. But lately that stuff's been on my PlayStation 3. Especially with PlayStation Plus and all the games that are coming up for that from the past 2-3 months now. So, you know, I can see we're wanting to stick with one game. It's awesome, too. So, we're going to move right along. Did this happen today, by the way, or was this like a two-day thing?
Yeah, it all came out today.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's 2014 has not come out to a good start for certain things. Cold weather and now this. Irrational officially is starting their official closing. Irrational Games, correct?
Yeah.
Irrational Games, the folks behind the BioShock series. BioShock Infinite, basically are going to start to close their doors because it's for his own volition. He can do whatever the hell he wants. He basically built an empire off these games.
By the way, okay. I was on it quick with that story, and I was on it quick with the "I'm BioShocked" joke, and it didn't play well.
I thought it was a good joke.
Oh, thank God, Swirly. All I needed was one. I appreciate it.
I thought about it. I was like, I just said something on Twitter that was just basically non-jokey. Like, I hope everybody, according to this story, gets their own, you know, positions within different companies. I hope stuff goes well because the folks behind Irrational Games, even if it's just BioShock, BioShock's a fucking awesome series. A lot of good stuff's coming out of that game. A lot of big fan base stuff is coming out of the game. Like, everybody really digs BioShock that I've seen or heard of. But then you hear a story, or you hear from, like, literally on the front page of Irrational Games, a front page letter from Ken Levine saying, paraphrasing, "I'm wanting to work on smaller games like I used to. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cherry pick these people again, paraphrasing, not quoting here. I'm going to cherry pick the best people out of this company, and I hope you other folks can find jobs in the system because we're shutting down Irrational Games. And I've heard both sides of this to the point where Levine is allowed to do whatever the hell he wants. You know, it's cool. He's one of the biggest, brightest minds in the gaming industry. You know, he can do whatever the hell he wants. Studios shut down all the time. It's a matter of fact. It's a fact of life within the games, within gaming altogether. But then I hear stories about, in points of view of, well, you know, Levine just up and saying, well, we're just shutting down Irrational Studios. Well, how the fuck does he figure this affects the other people he's been working with for years on these games? And why shut down Irrational Games? Why not keep Irrational Games open and allow them to continue on in the Irrational Games name instead of saying, well, I'm taking my ball and I'm going home, and you guys can all kick rocks. Sorry. Here's, you know, and, you know, he said at the end of his letter, you know, if anybody wants to come pick up these fine folks from my studio, please contact so-and-so, which is very nice of him. A lot of people don't do that, but it just felt like this all of a sudden, very all of a sudden, happened today, and now all of a sudden it's just like, sorry guys, I'm going to go do my own thing, and if I didn't pick you guys, I hope you guys get new jobs, but other than that, see ya, thanks. And that was it.
I guess my take on it is, my guess is the Take-Two is still going to want somebody to continue BioShock just because Infinite was such a huge hit.
Yep.
That my guess is when they give it to another studio that a lot of these people that aren't going with Levine will get picked up just because of their background work on the series. And my take with what Levine said about his new thing was not necessarily that it was smaller, but I think I remember him saying that it would, that what he wants to do is going to take a while. And so I'm guessing with the whole startup, they don't really need that many people to get it up in at the very beginning.
That's what she said.
If it's going to take a long time, they probably can't afford to employ a whole huge studio for, like, say, 4 or 5 years until they get something out onto shelves. I mean, but it is Ken Levine, and I have faith in whatever he wants to do because he's got a wonderful mind when it comes to games.
He's got a great mind for games. I've said that. But he's essentially screwed a lot of people out of jobs because on a whim, he's going to leave. You can't keep the studio open or make some deal with Take-Two saying, "I just keep the studio open if you guys want to keep on making BioShock games. Here's a group of people who are very talented that know what the hell they're doing. I trust what they're doing. Keep the studio together with all these people so they can continue to keep on getting paid instead of just taking your ball and going home and hoping for the best for all these people, but essentially just leaving this note and just picking up your shit and go.
I'm guessing that this has been in the works for a little while, internally.
I hope so, because this is all of a sudden like today.
It's far enough along that he's already, I mean, he said in there that he talked with Take-Two about what he wanted to do, and I mean, his new studio is still going to be under the Take-Two umbrella, so I'm guessing that this has been in the works for at least a little while.
It just, I don't know.
And as sucky as it is for the people that lose their jobs, I mean, I can't fault a guy for wanting to do something different. I mean, yeah, I know it sucks for the other people, but I would hate to have to do something that I didn't really want to do just to be nice to other people.
It definitely sounds selfish on my end. I would assume to want to keep this studio together because they make all these great games and things, even if it's just BioShock for right now and what they made before. I just really kind of wish that they would have stuck together to see what else they would have done. because if they make good games, that means I'm able to spend money on the stuff that they make. And now that they're not going to be able to do that, that basically takes another avenue of gaming away from me. And selfishly, that makes me sad.
Yeah, I agree.
And, so yeah, like, it definitely sucks for them, but it sucks for gamers as well, thinking that, you know, here was this great studio that, you know, maybe took a little bit extra time for making games, but they weren't churning out fucking cookie-cutter games. They were putting out awesome stuff for people to play. And now it's gone. So. But for whatever his reasons, and for whatever, whatever's left of Irrational Games, whatever they're going to do in the near future, best of luck. Because there's another studio that just guns down, and now we're getting closer and closer to either indie games or big budget developers. And that's it. So. Bomber, you got anything to add about Irrational Closing?
I just thought it was really weird, man. I guess I always feel like stories like this have a lot of stuff we don't know about. And unfortunately, that's going to be the way it goes. We'll never know about it. And it's just a bummer. I look at it and say it's probably a lot of guys not getting along real well. And that's a bummer. That's hard to do. I'm sure it's hard to do when you got a studio of guys who have a lot of opinions.
Do you think it's more along the ends of, just people want to do different stuff, so they would have rather split instead of just sticking together?
Yeah, that's what my original thought was of it. I don't know. I don't know everything about it, but that was my, just very first thought was, man, you've got a lot of guys who are probably really creative, and it's probably just the ideas aren't meshing.
Like I was saying before, best of luck to everybody involved. We're going to skip ahead a little bit. We were going to talk about the Order 1886, but I think we're going to save it for next week, so stay tuned.
Oh, can't wait. I just finally watched the trailer for that today. That looks kind of cool. Anyways, we'll save it for next week. It gives me some time to research it more.
Looks cool, but we'll talk about it later. What we will skip to is there was a recent report about how the upcoming Thief, I would say reboot game that's coming out for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, some other systems as well. There's been some discrepancies when it comes to information as far as the resolution of the game, because that seems to be a very big hot stove topic when it comes to stuff like this in next gen. Apparently, PlayStation 4 owners are going to get their hands on a 1080p spec Thief edition, but for those with Xbox One are only going to get 900p. And for the recent stories about how Xbox One might not have the hardware to handle next-gen games when it comes to graphic specs, it seems more and more often that PlayStation 4 can't and does. Even though most people are saying, well, you really can't tell the difference between this and this, so what's the point? A lot of people are like, well, this number's bigger, so it must be better. So, Swirly, what can you say about this? Because this is like one of your big topics when it comes to gaming so far.
You know, it definitely, it's a trending theme in the past few months. First, it was AC4 and Call of Duty Ghosts that both had higher resolution on PS4. Just the other day, Kojima announced that Ground Zeroes would be 1080p on PS4 and only 720p on Xbox One. And then today we get the news that Thief will be 1080p on PS4 and 900p on Xbox One. I mean, it's definitely a trending theme. I don't know a lot about internals of these systems and that type of stuff, but I mean, there's got to be something there that's the reason behind this.
But does it really matter unless you have like a bleeding edge tech television to really count all these pixels that are going on your screen all at once? I mean, for average Joes like us who aren't building your super system to play a particular game that's coming out and to showcase to everybody else, like, look at my big stereo system, look how fucking fresh and crisp this looks. Does it really matter that much?
As far as the experience goes, no, I don't think it's going to hurt your experience, because, I mean, For me, it's always more about frames per second. But I'm not gonna turn down higher resolution at the same time. I mean, I have both consoles, and I'd rather have it in 1080p. But I mean, it for those on Xbox One, I'm more than certain it's not gonna make you like the game any less.
I mean, other than how awesome the game looks, different details in the environment and on the particular characters and what they're wearing, weaponry and stuff like that, like the actual little divots and grains of sand and so on and so forth, it doesn't really affect the gameplay experience. I mean, like you were saying before, what really affects it is frames per second. Like if it's a slower, sluggish pace on Xbox One versus super fast on PlayStation 4, obviously you're going to want to play on PlayStation 4. That's what you want. But for this, just like, okay, maybe it's a little blurrier, maybe it's a little grainier, but other than that, it shouldn't affect gameplay that much.
I mean, I guess what I'm more interested in, I mean, a game like Thief, it's a really dark game, like, visually, not story-wise, which it could be, but, I mean, a lot of the game is played in darkness because you're sneaking around and everything. So I don't think you're going to be able to tell as much, but like a game like Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes, I mean, from what I've seen over the past half year or so, the lighting in that game is almost unreal. So I'm more interested to see the differences in those two versions to see how big of a difference it ends up being. But a game like Thief, to where you're running around the dark alleys and dark buildings, I don't think you'll really see too much of a difference. So,
unless you're one of those that is trying to get further and further towards Uncanny Valley type stuff, to where it's to the point that the only difference between what you see on the screen and what you see in real life is that you have a controller in your hand and the system is playing the game. It just sounds like gaffer bait to me. It really does. It just sounds like, oh, well, my system plays this particular resolution of games better, so it must be the better game. And it just seems more and more like the gameplay doesn't matter, but if it looks better, then this game is the best version. And that simply isn't true. And yet more and more it just sounds like your game has to look like a super awesome tech demo and not an actual viable gaming experience that will last forever. So
I guess the whole, I'm trying to think how people see it. I think maybe the reasoning behind people's, I don't know, outcry, maybe that might be too strong of a word, is that these are brand new systems, and, I mean, we're getting HD gaming for the past, what, 9 years? That I think people are thinking that, you know, why are we not getting 1080p here? Because these are brand new consoles, they should be able to run it. I mean, I don't know if that's, I mean, that's what I'm guessing.
I mean, it's not like we're comparing a 1080p game like the upcoming Thief versus, let's say, the original Mario Brothers game. Like, if the original Mario Brothers game came out today and it wasn't a mobile game, people would wonder, why the fuck does this look like a bag of dicks? And why is this not in 1080p? It boggles my mind that people aren't more worried about a game playing well. Like we keep on going back to Battlefield 4. Battlefield 4 looks fucking awesome. Plays like shit. More times than not. And yet people are willing to forgive everything because it looks awesome at certain locations, at certain times, but not all the time. So, I don't know. It's just me, and I'm an old man gamer. What can I say? Bomber, you've been awful quiet. What do you think about this stuff?
Yeah, I'm all about, give me good gameplay. I've always been about that, and I think it's one with you. I'm an old man. I grew up playing crappy games that graphics didn't really matter, and it was all about content. So I don't think I'd whine about it too much as long as it looked passable. Give me a good game. Thief looks cool. Give me a good game. And then we'll worry about it. If it really is that noticeably different, I'll feel bad for the Xbox One people, but I feel like the Xbox One people love to hate on PS4, so I wouldn't mind if they had to eat crow for a change.
I find it funny that people are willing to forgive games. Like with upcoming, what was it, PlayStation Now, and how they're willing to port PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 games. And a lot of PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 games look like ass now. Yet, because the gameplay looks awesome, or has been awesome, or people remember how great Final Fantasy VII was, or how good Bully is, games still look shitty nowadays. But because you had good experiences with the game previously, you're willing to forgive, you know, it not being a 1080p and not being, you know, super awesome on your flat screen television. So who knows? So, Riley, do we have anything else to talk about?
You know, that's what I was just trying to think. Let me take a gander here at the agenda. I think we've covered pretty much everything. I will say, on our next upcoming show, we will have some review discussion for The Last of Us DLC. We'll get into talking about The Order 1886.
Oh, shit.
Because I think it was last month that a bunch of media got to check out the game, and the embargo lifted today. So there's a lot of content out there. And I think Nub might have a Strider review for us.
Yeah, Strider came out, let's see if we, came out this week, right? Or it's coming out this week?
I think it's today. I think it was today.
Sweet. I'm thinking about downloading that tonight. So maybe you'll get a double review. Who knows? Yeah, since you're keeping it short and sweet, if anybody has any questions or comments, please refer to our Twitter at BSN Gaming. That's capital V, capital S, capital N. Lowercase gaming. If you have any comments, any questions, talk about this episode, previous episodes, go ahead and hit us up on Twitter. Otherwise, follow us at virtualsportsnetwork.com/forums. Make sure you sign up for the forums today. Swirly, got any shout-outs before we go?
I will shout out the Apex Racing series. We've been having some new guys here and there. I know Point Blank raced with us last week. Mr. Bill raced with us this weekend, trying to get some guys in there regularly. Shout out to all my peeps at Gamer Assault Weekly.
And go to Gamer Assault Weekly. Read Swirly shit. It's very good.
And shout out to you guys. And to our listeners, of course.
Of course. Bomber, you got any shout outs?
Yeah, I'm going to give 5 shout-outs to the last 5 people who thanked my posts over at virtualsportsnetwork.com. Sign up for the forums today. So, shout-out to Maynard. Shout-out to Argat. Shout-out to Nevermind. Shout-out to She Who Must Not Be Named. And shout-out to Shane DePayne.
Damn it, I was going to just try to find the post here real quick and thank it.
I know I thanked a shit ton of your posts, but I'm just... You get so many thanks, it's ridiculous. Who cares? I don't want to be in your fave 5. I don't care.
You know what? If you two would have been in there, I wasn't going to shout you out. I just did the podcast with you. I didn't want to single everyone out. I mean, here's the deal. I could shout out. Well, Swirly, to be honest with you, man, you would be left off my shout outs because you had an ADD week of gaming. So I'd have to leave you out this week and you'd make a triumphant return next week, of course. But that's only because you've been watching TV shows, which I've been there. But I would have to shout out Dizzle, man. Dizzle, I had so much fun playing DCUO the other night with you. We played for 5 hours, streamed the whole doggone thing, and I would love to play a couple more levels tonight. That'd be a lot of fun.
I see.
When are we playing, by the way?
We're playing hopefully sometime after we get done with this podcast.
Nice.
So, I don't know, I gotta hook up my system back up to my television, but other than that, it should be on, I don't know, sometime tonight.
What is your system hooked up to when it's not hooked up to your television? I'd be curious.
It's hooked up to my bed because I rehook up my PlayStation 3 to play actual games. I'm sharing an HDMI cable, basically. So. But yeah, for reals though, thank you, Bomber, and thank you, Swirly, for doing this podcast with me, and Swirly for taking the time out this week to actually do the podcast. I've been missing out.
Yeah. Swirly, I feel for you, man. That mode of being just not feeling any games, I've been there, that sucks.
Yeah, it usually happens, you know, about 3 times a year, and it always happens the same way. It'll last about a week, and then I'll only want to play racing games for a few days, and then I get back into the normal swing of things.
And we're not saying that we didn't do the podcast because Swirly didn't want to do it. What we're saying is that there was literally, for a 2-week window, nothing to talk about when it comes to video games.
And we were scheduled to do one on our normal time, but you know, we couldn't miss out on the Titanfall beta. Yeah.
We had to shoot giant robots with other giant robots. You guys understand?
I'm going to ask a question because I want something entertaining to end the podcast. Is that all right?
I know we're saying this podcast is not entertaining.
It is. It's extremely entertaining. But I've got one last thing.
Good.
I would like one great video game moment from your week, Dizzle.
My week. I got a couple. Do you want the list or just one?
I'll give you a list.
I give you like top three. You want top three?
All right. Yeah, that's what I want. Maybe this will inspire Swirly. I know he's already inspired. He doesn't need to be inspired, but maybe it will rev his engines back towards the video game world.
Oh, I'm getting balls deep in Lego. I hate the name of this game. It's just the Lego Movie video game. And then I'll also be getting into Skyrim.
But give me three games. Give me three moments, Dizzle.
Swirly is inspiring. Also, he gets to play as Batman with Morgan Freeman. Now, top three, I finally finished my key run on Spelunky. So basically that means that I get to enter the temple near the end and just beat Olmec and finally, quote-unquote, beat the game the first time, which is awesome because it's very, very fucking hard to beat the game. And even just to get the key run, basically it's like you have to buy your own level skips. And the only way you do that is if you trade certain items with a guy called the Tunnel Man. And the Tunnel Man basically digs warps to different level zones in the game, and I managed to get to the point where I have the final area open whenever I want to play it, instead of having to keep on playing the game over and over and over again, which is awesome.
There's one.
Number two, Skyrim. Basically, every time I manage to go to the College of Winterhold.
Yeah.
There's a dragon that shows up whenever he wants. And basically, I go back and forth between Winterhold and wherever else I'm going through fast travel because all my stuff's in Winterhold. So every time I show up, a dragon shows up, and I continually look like a badass in front of everybody that I'm going to wizard school with. Because I just like, kill this dragon over and over again. I'm just like, okay, dragon, cool, let's kill the dragon. And then everybody's like, I couldn't believe it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes. You killed a dragon! And I'm like, yeah, I killed the dragon, awesome, huh? Everybody's like, oh! But due to limited UI and scripting, you know, you only get X amount of lines, but still, it's awesome to be the guy that kills the dragon on the front step in front of everybody and be that awesome dude. It's like being the guy that's able to buy a round of beers for everybody every time you show up at the bar. You're that guy. You're awesome all the time. Third one, let's see. I don't know. Playing with you and Nub online.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I never really get a chance to actually stream with other people online. It's mostly me streaming a game, and I beat Tomb Raider. And, like, I don't mind not having people watch me stream. I get that. There are hundreds of thousands of people online all the time. One day. Unless, like, I get a game 3 weeks before it's supposed to come out legally. I get that. But being able to play with you guys online on the same game is awesome. And be able to stream that.
Very
awesome
fun.
Too.
Very fun.
So, sounds like we're fading out here, so we're going to wrap it up. So, again, check us out at BSN Gaming on the Twitter. Check us out at BSN virtualsportsnetwork.com. Sign up for the forums today. Other than that, thank you for listening to the A6 edition of the Virtual Sports Network Arcade Radio Podcast. And, yeah, thanks for listening. Say goodbye, everybody.
Smooches.